grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
G'day, Chris Valley.
Kia ora, Johnny.
Ordeal getting here this afternoon. The chain on the bike.
It's the trials and tribulations
of cycling.
And I can't even blame it on anyone.
Yeah.
Damn it. Dear listeners, I'm kind of covered in grease and oil at the moment, and not in a good way. But hey, I just want to start things off right at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Like I should do, is say the bits at the end.
Yes.
Which is J-Day's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Only two Saturdays away, Saturday 6th of May. So do pay attention to the show because we've got a prize to give away.
Ooh.
Hemp Relief Balm from Sativa Botanicals. They're Whanganui based. They're coming up to Auckland especially for J-Day.
So okay, nice.
See them there. We've also got the Hemp Relief Balm at the Hemp Store, so you can get it there, but you can catch them at J-Day too or win one today.
All right, there we go, people.
There you go. And there's a lot of news, so we're just going to pile on through it. But I did want to say before we start, the reason we do it, all these stories that we're talking about today, they're all leading up to something, which is reasons why you should be coming to J-Day.
Mm-hmm.
That we have unfinished business.
Yes.
The way that we finish it, especially in election year, is we've got to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you show your support by actually showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy, I just want to start as well, with some recognition and respect for one of our own activists who has been profiled. Radio New Zealand this week did a story, Long Game Activism at Parliament, it was called, and they profiled four long-term activists, and one of them, Gary Childs, Gary the Weed Man, Gary Ganja, whatever nickname you want, he's the man in the weed suit.
Mm-hmm.
That you often see down at Parliament there in the background when Chloe or whoever is doing an announcement and stuff. And speaking of showing up, that was Gary's strategy. He's even nicknamed the Gallery Stalker. He goes to every sitting day of Parliament and just makes sure that he's seen in the gallery wearing his big ganja suit. And the reason being is they have rules down in Parliament. You can't wear a slogan-earing T-shirt or carry any signs in.
Yes.
But he read the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought, eh? You read the rules. Turns out there's a gentleman's gallery, probably for ladies too, but this gentleman's gallery, you have to wear a suit to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he got himself a ganja suit covered in bright fluoro green weed leaves.
Yes.
And can stroll around Parliament in the
no problemo.
Gents gallery.
Yes.
Gary Childs, well done for Radio New Zealand. And he's been name-checked in Parliament by politicians and things like that. So well done, Gary, for all you've done and continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
And goes without saying, we normally announce these at J-Day, but Gary won't be at the Auckland J-Day, so I'm just going to announce it early.
Mm-hmm.
Following on from Radio New Zealand, and apologies to Gary that it's taken recognition from them first.
Mm-hmm.
But we would also like to recognise his activism by awarding him Activist of the Year. So well done, Gary Childs. Gary Ganja.
Good on him.
Good on him.
It's a great piece on RNZ. If anyone out there is in front of a computer, definitely check it out. It's very, some interesting stories about these four people that they profile and how dedicated they are to each of their, I guess, either broad areas or, single issues.
Mm, right on, and that's exactly right. And cannabis law reform is typified by just ordinary people doing stuff. But I feel we had a bit of a slur this week. A couple of researchers from Massey Uni, who I know well, and I would have thought no better, but they have written an opinion piece, New Zealand Herald. This is Marta Reichert and Chris Wilkins in the Herald. NZ and the politics of lobbying, time to tackle transparency and access. Now, what got my back up is they lumped us in, cannabis lobbyists, with booze and baccy and big pharma lobbyists. We're all lumped in together, according to that. But, look at what we've actually got. Gary in a weed suit lurking around Parliament versus, if you want to see some real lobbying, check out Guion Espiner. Guion Espiner's book, The Drinking Game, which I'm working my way through at the moment. It's a great read. And that really outlines what the alcohol industry gets up to. It's just incredible. He's also written a big expose, also in Radio New Zealand, about all the well-connected lobbyists and how they get urgent meetings, sensitive information, access to law changes. There's no cannabis in there. It's all this other dodgy stuff. And also the Herald this week, another example of the true dodgy lobbying, the old OxyContin-pushing Sackler family convicted and fined like billions, I think it was, for spreading information and creating the opioid crisis that has killed thousands, if not millions by now, of Americans. And boy, they should all be locked up, I tell you. So speaking of which, and you know, Americans over there, very supportive of law reform, of course, which brings me to just this week, congratulations, Delaware, becoming the 22nd US state to legalize cannabis for adults. So good on them, Delaware. It's now immediately legal possession if you're aged over 21. And then the next stage is a licensing system. They're going to have 30 retail licenses, 30 manufacturing, 60 cultivators, and 5 testing licenses.
Well, Delaware's tiny.
Yeah, a lot of companies and business. I think it's a very dense population.
Yeah,
New York's rolling it out too, that similar part. And speaking of... who's over there? In fact, New York this week, but earlier in the week in San Francisco, a conservative DJ doing a world tour was unimpressed by the Cali weed. That DJ was, of course, Mike Hosking, who DJs on Youth Talk ZB.
Yes.
I think he does a bit of talking too.
Okay, so he's on holiday in San Francisco.
He's on holiday with his wife, the conservative power couple, Mike and Kate Horsby, and they were in San Francisco, didn't like it, called it a mess, sad demise, it's lost its way, and they were both just very not into it. And the cause of all this was cannabis, which was embarrassing to smell it. The workers in their shitty low-wage jobs, who he's like, give me a coffee, and they took too long, because they might be high to get through their shitty job.
Terrible. Yes, he's making some assumptions.
And he saw some security guards carrying guns. Apparently that was because of weed as well.
Okay.
Legal weed.
All right.
The security guards are now carrying guns.
Oh my goodness.
It's a very, very odd piece, but you know, good on the Herald for running it, I guess.
I guess.
I was thinking if that's the kind of attitude of the power couple, maybe they should go to Singapore.
Yes.
But don't make sure they've got no specks of weed on their shoes or something. Singapore... in a reprehensible act, yesterday executed a man, Tangaraju Supaya, 46, hanged by the Singapore government for taking part in the delivery of 1 kilo of cannabis.
Man.
And yeah, just incredible. So that's been in all the news, local news here today and yesterday, News Hub One, News Herald. And, you know, quite a few of them commenting on the fact that the neighbouring country, Thailand, completely legalised cannabis a year ago. And then this is still going on in Singapore.
Wow, it's so backward.
It might be time
Did
for a
Amnesty
boycott,
Amnesty International or anything like that get involved with
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely, yes. And there's an anti-death penalty Asia network, which has condemned it too. Amnesty has condemned it. The UN Human Rights Commission's condemned it, so...
Oh man, sad news.
Yeah, and you know, we used to boycott countries that did this kind of thing.
Yes.
For other issues. So think about that when you're planning your holiday or what airport you want to fly through or, you know, where you want to spend your money. Meanwhile, if you do want to go somewhere good, head over to Germany, where by the end of the year, this was announced this week, they're going to have cannabis social clubs and legal home growing and legal cannabis. However, unfortunately, you'll just be able to look at it and view it because these cannabis social clubs will just be for Germans at
the
beginning.
Okay.
But interesting that they're doing it anyway. This was actually the German Greens that forced the coalition government there to do it. And the EU gave them a bit of a, you know, don't go too far. So now they're doing this kind of bit less commercial. It's Spanish-style cannabis social clubs. So this is where members, up to 500, get together and grow communally and kind of share costs and then share the harvest and have a place to go.
Is there a place for this sort of model in New Zealand?
Absolutely. It's what I was pushing for the referendum, and I think something like that would have passed. You know, you're getting people off the street, but it's not visible. People have got somewhere to socialise and that. And But the main thing being they're not pushing it in people's faces. You know, they're totally members only clubs, and you can have them operate it as I say, like a non-profit or similar to an RSA where they're distributing profits and things like that. So yeah, it'd be a good model for here, I think. Speaking of which, and the next step, sorry, in the German rollout will be they're going to do some trials of specialist shops, they're calling it, to sell cannabis.
Yes.
So yeah, that'll happen too. This was cool as well, and this actually hasn't been reported in any media here yet, so we're breaking this, and that is Rastafari. You'd think it would be legal everywhere for Rastafarians to use their cannabis, but actually ain't. And Jamaica, though, it is. But now in nearby Antigua and Barbuda, used to be called Barbados, I think, but it's gone back to its proper name. They have now legalized or granted the Rastafari community official sacramental authorization to grow and use cannabis. So that's great. On religious and cultural grounds. Very good. This is under their new Cannabis Act.
Yes.
So yeah, things are happening all over the place. And but here, circling back around, like we've just traveled the globe. 420 Day, as everyone might have realised or might recall, was last Thursday, and it was great having people down at the shop in our little medicating zone.
Yes.
On K Road, and a bit of a live cross. That was awesome. Chloe Swarbrick, bless her, only local politician that I could find that marked it. Mm-hmm. And she posted exactly that, marking 420 with a friendly reminder. There's just one persistent and consistent party fighting to overhaul the Frankenstein Misuse of Drugs Act 1975 for evidence-based law and legal cannabis.
It's the Green Party.
That's the Green Party.
Mm-hmm.
Two ticks she's got there. Well, so that you know, and good on her. You know, credit where credit's due. She, you know, she's pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So we've invited Chloe to come on to J-Day.
Okay.
Hopefully she can make it.
Would she speak at something like that?
I bloody hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
She has before.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, hopefully she can make it. And we'll have a bunch of other great speakers too.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad we're not in Melbourne. Last Thursday they had their 420 day. The cops in Melbourne, unlike here, you know, I think we've got to, as well, you know, mark our kind of victories. And the victory is the huge reduction in arrests, you know, down 90% mm-hmm. on where it used to be, you know. So that's great. But in Melbourne, 80 cops assembled at the park. They were having their 420 day. A couple hundred people. They had dogs all through them. Only 3 arrests, though, which is great. But talk about a bad buzz.
Mm.
Bad vibe in Melbourne. Shame on them.
Have the police ever been present in a heavy-handed way at J-Day in Albert Park? Or have they left you guys to protest in peace?
I wouldn't say heavy-handed at all. There was a period in the 90s where they used to kind of come down and do a quick loop right at the beginning, and then they could go away and say, oh yeah, we had a lot.
Yes.
You know, and it was a bit nudge, wink, wink. But not for a long time. I think, you know, they rightly realise, you know, as we and other people have been pointing out, and they have said themselves, they've got much better things to do.
Yeah, totally.
So
peaceful protest.
That's
leave
right.
Them alone.
That's right. And it's your right to protest, and Albert Park is the home of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, also on 420 day, Afro Man, he used the day to file papers to run for US president, which of course is the highest office. So great day to file it. And,
yeah.
And he's actually, he got raided recently where he lives in Ohio, and he used the CCTV footage from the raid to put out a video taking the piss out of these cops. They in turn are now suing him for using the footage which they didn't give consent to, and saying that they're suffering emotional distress.
What?
It's very bad on them.
Yes.
We feel for these guys. No, we don't. Also on 420, and this might be a bit of a stretch, but there's some speculation going that big rocket ship that Elon Musk sent up that blew up.
Yes.
Well, that was 420 day in America.
Okay.
And he's renowned for doing 420 references and smoking weed with Rogan. And
yes.
He sent his share prices tumbling and got sued and convicted. Well, anyway, it was there's speculation it was launched early just so that he could have a blaze on 420.
Oh.
And launched early and blew up. Oh, boy.
It sounds pretty legit. Yeah.
Yeah, it does, eh? One last story, and that is, and I know I push virtually every week saying, go and get your prescription for your medical cannabis. It's so bloody easy, and once you've got it, the police leave you alone. You're legal, you know, and whenever you feel the need to medicate, you can do that.
Yes.
Even if that's in public. Well, just this past Sunday, police pulled over a guy driving an Alexandra Otago, claimed to smell cannabis, searched him with a warrantless search, found a bong made out of a Lipton iced tea bottle, and a bottle of his prescription medical cannabis,
mm-hmm.
and they seized it.
Yes.
And that's the thing that is the bit of the problem. This is a legit prescribed, it was in the original packaging, yep. from what I've been told.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. There's his name. There's the packet.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's not good. And I think it's an invitation, as Medleaf, who were the providers of the bud that was taken, they've offered to do some education
mm-hmm.
to the police, which is possibly what they need, or yes. some officers anyway, mm-hmm. bit of training. But the police have said, stuff gave him a ring, and they've said, well, if it's a valid prescription, we'll give it back.
Okay.
And that's fair enough. So they're going to check that out. And in fact, that's what I've heard up here. I had a patient call me up and, you know, saying, oh, the police have taken our medical cannabis. And the next day they call back and said they've come around and dropped it off.
Okay.
So
that's nice.
Yeah, teething pains, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
But also, speaking of bongs, and yes. I know our bed's gone, IPCA, Independent Police Complaints Authority, ruled that punching a bong-wielding teen in the face was justified.
What?
There you go. He reached for the bong and he had to be distracted with some goodness. Pain. A bit of a punch. No, the cop thought it was a weapon. So don't reach for your bong if the cops are getting angry with you. You know?
Okay.
It was his favourite bong, apparently.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, so that's another good reason to come to J-Day, so that you won't get punched in the face for grabbing your bong.
Yep.
Is that a stretch? Next Saturday. Not next Saturday. Saturday, 6th of May.
Yes.
That's two
yes.
Saturdays away.
Yeah.
There you go. So if you want to get yourself some hemp relief balm from Sativa Botanicals, who are going to be at J-Day.
Yes.
When is J-Day? There's your question.
So easy. Come on, people. 5395 with your name and your B card and win yourself a sweet little prize here. Hey, thank you, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store.
Cheers, yes.
Everyone
you.
Out
Cheers
there,
for everyone.
If you need any sort of hemp-related product, books, merchandise, smoking supplies, head on up to the Hemp Store on K Road. If not, we'll see you at Albert Park on the I can't even say the date, can I? Because it's a surprise.
We've got two of the medical cannabis clinics going to be running stalls at J-Day.
Yes.
So you can also come up there and talk to them, get all your questions answered.
Ah,
and we've got all their details in the shop. You need that too.
There we go.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.